In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are on our second rogation day and finished again another procession and litany of the saints, where we ask God to deliver us from all evils. Yesterday I talked to you about filial obedience and humility, which Venerable Baronio showed to Saint Philip Neri. During rogation days, the Mass is the same and every time, and in the Gospel of this Mass, our Lord shows tenderly how even us poor humans, who are in state of original sin, know how to show affection and love to our children. So how much more we Christians should expect affection and help from our Heavenly Father. Children, you probably remember the story of Abraham and his son Isaac from the Bible. But have you ever thought how immensely heroic Isaac was? He did not receive a stone or scorpion from his father, but worse, he got from his father Abraham the command to set himself at the altar and to be killed as a victim for burnt offering. Isaac was the favorite and dearly beloved son of his father. He therefore willingly and happily accompanied his father to Mount Moriah when Abraham one day ordered him to come with him to offer sacrifice to God. When they arrived at the mountain, Isaac took the burden of wood for the burnt offering, and his father took a sword in order to kill the victim. But one thing perplexed Isaac. He said to his father, "Father, we have here the wood and the fire, but where is the victim for offering?" You can imagine how Abraham's eyes started to get wet from tears. But peacefully, Abraham answered that God will provide a victim for the offering. And when they got to the place, Abraham set the altar ready and tied Isaac so that he could kill him and burn him as an offering to God. Dear children, have you ever felt like Isaac, all tied up with school, busy, maybe upset with arguments or other minor setbacks in your lives? These penitential rogation days tell us that there is indeed hope. God sends his Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to whoever asks that. If we truly love him, as Heavenly Father, we will never be unhappy, neither in this life or in the next. If you ever doubt His goodness, banish your thoughts by remembering the heroic example of Isaac. Isaac willed that he be bound by his father. He mounted the altar and with certitude expected to be killed. He was in the flower of his youth. He had the hope of living another 100 years maybe and raising a family according to God's promises. And suddenly he was supposed to give that all up. But he did that with happy spirit because he believed in God. Children, the day when you were born was amongst the happiest your parents ever have had. How hard they work to give you everything good you need for you to be happy, and how much they want to see you grow up to be a faithful and happy servant of your Heavenly Father. It was the same thing with Abraham. Isaac was the child of promise, someone whose birth he had waited for years and years. How kind-hearted and faithful son Isaac was. he was that so much that he was willing to give up his life for God, letting himself be bound and waiting patiently for his death stroke. But God came, saved him, and spared him. But his own only son, Jesus, he did not spare. Children, without the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you would be like Isaac, all tied and bound up, just waiting for your death, but with no hope of angel coming for your rescue. But you have something even better than an angel. You have the most precious thing in the world daily in front of you, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Whenever you serve or attend the Mass, think how happily and willingly Isaac prepared for his offering, on which he thought himself was to be killed. And how happy we are that our Lord himself chose to be killed for the sake of us. During these rogation days, these long litanies, long ceremonies, long choir practices, how happy and joyful they are to prepare and attend to. Because by serving, preparing, and attending these, you are giving thanks to your Heavenly Father for saving you from death and giving you everlasting life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.